Praise God. God is so good, and his blessing never ceases for a moment. He blessed us, and those blessings are flowing. Are you open to receive from him? God is so good. He's so wise and very, very, very intelligent. Amen. And the world's tried their best to play it down. This, and they don't know. See, most people don't know they're getting this stuff from a fallen angel who's an enemy of God. Because he tried, he was made a fool out of, and plus he got his tail whipped. And yes, that's what happened to him. Now he's trying to discredit God like God is not true. He won't do what he says. He'll abandon you. He'll run off and leave you in hard places. He try to make you think all that. He'll bring all this stuff up and whisper in your ear. But when you read this word and mix it with faith, woo, you'll find out that scoundrel's lying. You can't touch me. You can't keep me. Jesus has delivered me. I don't belong to you. Amen? Amen. And whenever we face anything, because Jesus said, and I often think about the life of Paul, and I'm just going to be as long as I'm going to be. Amen. I often think about the life of Paul. Hallelujah. And the thing he's suffered, the persecution he experienced to get this gospel to you and you and you and to the people in his generation. I'm so glad that the Holy Spirit knew what he was doing. He had it recorded so you could read it. You know this gospel is just as real today as it was then. It hadn't diminished not one bit, one bit. If anything, it increased. God never on the decrease. And so we don't let test, trial, experience that comes against us, we don't let that determine what we do. As Brother George was saying earlier, we ought to come in here ready to pray. You shouldn't ask your feeling. You shouldn't ask, talk about your circumstance. You ought to come because if you're breathing, you're doing more than that person out there in the graveyard. I'll say it again. If you're breathing, you're doing more than those people out there. Well, you see the old tombstone? Hallelujah. And we need to learn to be thankful and grateful. And don't lose our reverence for our God. If you want to see his power, you got to give him the respect he's due. He's due. The respect he's due, the honor he's due, if you want to see God move for you. Amen. 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 This morning, thank you, musician, again, and all of you. This morning, I'm going to take a few minutes. Hallelujah. A few minutes. And I'm going to borrow a few minutes. Then we'll see what happens. Hallelujah. If you would open your Bible, you can put this on the screen. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18. And if I would give this a title, a subject, and the word wisdom versus the wisdom of God. Amen. Verse 18 says, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. What is it? The preaching of the cross to them that perish foolishness. But unto us which are saved, how many saved folks do we have in this room? Do we have any saved people in this house this morning? Yeah, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. Let me read another one. We come right back there. Romans chapter 1. We're going to pick on this. Romans chapter 1, verse 16. Romans 1. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Why are you not ashamed? For it is the power of God unto salvation. For everyone, you know, that's what I love about the Lord. He left it up to you. He brought this mighty gospel to the human race. Then you can choose whether you believe it or not. And he said, this is what happened to everyone who believes, for the Jew first, and then what? Also the Greek. What is the power of God? Let's go back to our first scripture. I go to verse 119. For it is written. What happened? For it is written, I will do what? Destroy the wisdom of the wise and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. You know, we have some people living in this day, and I want to say this up front so I can be free to say what I need to say. I have nothing against education. I think it's wonderful. I think it's a marvelous thing to learn and develop your mental mentality and become as wise as you possibly can. But you ought not to do it to the expense of your spirit. Your spirit man ought to be the wisest, most developed person there is. You ought to be wise. You ought to be intelligent. You ought to know you should. But to become an educated fool is a detrimental thing to you. Amen. So, I want to say that up front because we have people who mock this gospel. Hello? I said we have people who think they are really, they are so intelligent, they poke fun at it. I can give you an account real quick. Remember the day of Pentecost when the Holy Spirit came? And these people, the 120 people, start talking in their different language. And there were different people there spoke different dialects. And they heard them speaking their own language. These 120 Jews heard, the other people heard them speaking in their own dialect. And some of them amazed and said, wow, what is this? But others mocked them, poked fun at them. Didn't they do? Isn't that what the scripture said? Do I need to turn in and read it? They poke fun at it. So for you to speak in tongues and praise God and glorify God, people that don't know Jesus, I poke fun at you. Say you're ignorant, you're unintelligent, you're displaying foolishness. And so much and so till it had watered down the church. But I'm bigger on speaking in tongues today than I ever been before in my life. Hallelujah.